I want to first welcome to our meeting the provincial commissioner from the 9 provinces of our country. And it is very Commissioner Trump. Also want in a special way to, on behalf of all of us at the community, to welcome the Honourable Clerk, who has not been with us because of illness. We really are happy that he is here and he is fit and ready to join us as a member of the special committee. But more so, we are happy that he is well. We are most welcome. I also want to welcome the members of the Portfolio Committee, all our guests who are here in this very important meeting. We are meeting today when South Africa is celebrating the kickoff of the World Cup, which will be hosted by us as a country, as a South Africa. This being the greatest sport event in the world, we think we have ever been to celebrate this day. We therefore join all South Africans in particular and all Africans in general in celebrating this day as the ethnic president, Honorable Mokhande Tshege. We fly our flag high, we sing our national anthem. We have ever been proud of ourselves as a country, as well as a continent. We agree with the President that this will be a lifetime experience, as it is true that many of us, if not all of us, will not see another soccer World Cup on our soil in our lifetime. We also understand the enormous task that will be reporting this event. From the side of policy, safe and security, we understand clearly that our role as South Africans, led by the Department of Police, will be tested maximized. If we pass this test this time, we will easily pass all our tests. It is in this spirit that our meeting with provincial commissioners today is so important. Section 207 of the Constitution clearly extends the control of public service, which includes the responsibility of provincial commissioners. That is covered in Section 207, (4). In deciding to invite the provincial commission to appear before the Portfolio Committee, we also use the Constitution, which is Section 55(2)(b). And having said all this, I think it is also important for me to commend the Commission, Provincial Commissioner, for the work well done during our festive season. It is very true that our police were ready everywhere. And were clearly visible. They could be seen in the busy areas of our cities, in the most rural areas, and on our roads. This made us as a country and citizen to feel very relaxed and safe during the festive season. We thank you very much for this. It is our belief that the police that we have in the country is properly trained, properly managed, and properly motivated, they can perform the activities outstandingly that is the fight against crime. The example, for instance, of the wounded is safe to heaven, and where police proactively prevented a black card or a sick in the strike is not a war by confiscating a load of illegal firearms of about 20, if I'm not wrong, and arresting 14 suspects before shooting took place is a case in point. This case indicates the number of illegal firearms that are out there and between the criminals with one intention, that of committing crime. But also it indicates the good work that can be done by police if indeed they are committed. A question that arises after this is the fact that how does the department, but our commissioner, want to measure their success? Is it in the reduction of crime, or is it in the manner in which provinces and police stations are managed? Is it in the quality of what they are doing? I think we agree as a portfolio committee that the presence of a competent and dedicated station commissioner, police officers who are well trained and motivated, and spend time policing, and police stations which have developed solid relationships with communities within which they are located are more likely to succeed. The case in point is with the police station in Umanana, which we visited last month. The police station commissioner there is competent and dedicated and has a team of motivated and dedicated members and the community that is involved. And if that can happen in this place, surely it can happen everywhere in the country. I just want to indicate to National Commission that indeed we sent out questions to which we expect them to respond. We have since received their documents, which I think I will just allow Commissioner Sharma to present in 15 minutes and then allow an open discussion between the members of parliament and the commission. We will be doing this out of the understanding that the document that is before the portfolio committee was prepared in the national sphere of Congo police. We would have loved to receive documents from each provincial commission, prepared by each provincial commission. We would have been very happy if that had happened, because surely, even if they would have responded to issues that we asked them to respond to, but surely they would have added something. The provincial commissioners, when they met with the president, they raised many issues, which we did not add on questions that we sent to them, but issues that we had in us here. We would have expected them that maybe they would add something. And because the documents that are here, obviously they were presented by the national office. We therefore request a Commissioner Sharma to present all of them in 15 minutes, because they are just one format, and you read one, you know what will happen or what is in the other presentation. So I don't think we can take time allowing each and every commissioner, provincial commissioner, presenting the document. After that, we will then give each commissioner an opportunity to tell us about anything else that is not covered in the document. And then we'll take discussion with the members and the questions from the members that will take us forward. have introduced myself, and because we are meeting for the first time with the Professor Commissioner, I will allow the members of the Portfolio Committee, our support staff, to introduce themselves, and I must again indicate that we really are happy to have our Provincial Commissioners here, and we're looking forward to a very healthy, constructive discussion going forward. I've already introduced myself.
I'm the director of the Western Cape Priority
Union. And I'm the director of VAR Upper VA from Coordinating South.
Morning from First Bullet, from the Hospital of the Congress.
Morning, my name is Poppy Munchemi. I'm from Southern Province, the region called Swani. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee and speaker for the African National Congress. Thanks.
Morning, I'm a member of the Provincial Police Commissioner, thank you for this. My name is Kekha. I'm a member of the committee representing the African National Congress. I am from the Northwest.
Hi, good morning. My name is Greg Sheeman. I'm a member of the committee, member of the ANC, and I come from the province of Khartoum.
This is one line, and I come on the member of the committee of the province. This is what I'm saying, but I'm not saying it's not.
Thank you very much, members of the International Center. We also have Miss Sanwar. She is replacing Jeremy, who is on study, which is writing exams today, and we ship all the luck, and will not be with us until the end of the week, and she will be here, so please think of it. And please think of it. On my right hand side, I have Mr. Mason, he is our research, the Center for School Community. I will be for him over to Commissioner Bama to introduce his team and of course to present all the problems.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, if you allow me to extend an apology for the National Commissioner, Commissioner, he had to go abroad for 2019 of 2010. I also wish to extend an apology for the Deputy National Commissioner Standard because they, in the invitation they were specific request to deal with issues relating to questions on the land. She unfortunately also from abroad and time to attend. But we do have in our delegation directors Quark and Rabu, who will first be completely sufficient to her to be able to respond to questions relating to the RAC. In terms of the police delegation today, we have Commissioner Victoria Petro, Western Cape Provincial Commission. We have Commissioner from Northern Cape, Commissioner of Bombo. We have Commissioner from Limpopo, Commissioner Zingale. We have Commissioner from Northwest, Commissioner Vita. We have Commissioner from Mpumalanga, Commissioner Mpumela. We have permission from the Kwazulu Natal for Chief Commissioner Gobeni. We have from the Gauteng Province the Acting Provincial Commissioner, Commissioner Zani Bendit. We have from the Eastern Cape Provincial Commissioner Landu. We have from the Free State Provincial Commissioner Sheikho. Thank you, Madam Chair. We have in our delegation Director Swart and Director Arabi for efficiency service component. Madam Chair, it is so that the presentation was prepared at the national office together with the input from the provincial commissioner. They are familiar and they support the content of the provincial presentation, and they will be able to respond to any questions on the information presented. That's in terms of the population figure, 6,648,000. The number of patients was 190. In terms of the right to the resource allocated guide versus the law enforcement in terms of human resources, from the Police Act, we have 15,154 granted, and with an actual of 15,389. In terms of the Police Service Act personnel, we have a figure of 4,090 and 3,734, which is the actual. That brings us to the total. Granted, we have 19,224 and with an actual figure of 19,123. The difference between the actual and the granted literally today is that we might short 101, which represents a percentage of 0.5%. Okay, that's not wrong. It also needs to be noted that the students that are currently at the station is excluded from those figures presented today. In terms of the resources in terms of the vehicle, what we had in terms of the personnel was the 19,133, and the actual is 4,725. It means that we have a ratio between personnel and vehicles of 1:4. The other essential resources that we have in the province of Eastern Cape is 25,659 bulletproof vests with 23,314 firearms. In terms of the high crime rate, contact crime, the reported crime is listed there that we have. In terms of the 10 top contributing stations, they are as listed in the presentation there, Kwazikela, Mthatha, Brighton, Bethelcroft, and let's go on to Duncan Village. In terms of the high contact crime and the performance of the station, we listed the top three performing stations, Kunduli, Khamesh, and Kreda. And the bottom three performing stations of Eastern Cape is Cambridge, and then Leslie, as well as Mthatha. In terms of those are the high contact crime stations in terms of performance. In terms of the large stations, the top four performers are listed as Oliver North, Mark Fletcher, Rafael Lake, the Deepwa, and in terms of the bottom four. In terms of the medium to small stations, that would be superintendent and below. The top 10 performing stations have been listed in the as well as forgotten things of old. In terms of the issue of the training versus the need, we indicated the total number of members to be trained for the period 2009-10 to be 11,036. The total number of members attending training for the period from April 2009 up until the 19th of February, we had 16,515. In terms of the detector training specifically, we've got an illustration there of the different courses that we did in the last three, the course training, specialized training, and the serious training for the financial period from the 2004-5 to the financial year 2019 to the date of 19th of February. Then there was a question around the average number of the caseload and the doctors on hand on average for each case, 66 doctors per detector. That is each case benefit. I could move to the next slide. We have a population of 2,900,000 with a number of 109 police stations. In terms of the rag versus the real resources, the new resources, that's three states. We have police at ground figure of 8,450 with an actual of 8,559. In terms of the Public Service Act, there are 2,421 branches with an actual of 2,260. Which brings us to the total of the granted figure of 10,856 with an actual of 10,799. The difference is a shortfall of 37, which represents a figure of 0.34%. That's not important. The amount of students at stations is 758, and it excludes those students who are still at college. In terms of the vehicles, we have a personnel of 10,799 with an actual fleet of 2,720. It gives us a ratio of vehicles of 1 vehicle to 3.9. In terms of the bulletproof, we have 12,164 with 13,196 firearms. In terms of the high crime areas, those are the reported crimes, and those would be the top 10 contributing stations for in the province of Free State. We have Park Road, Tabon, Long Street, and the rest of the Mahmoud. In terms of the station performance on the high contact crime stations, our top three performance stations are in Bakum, for Chabelo, and Woodendalper. In terms of the bottom three performance, we have Long Street, Rakhisonong, and Bakum. In terms of the last stations, those were the four top performing stations. And the bottom four performers are Amalong, Stonefrek, Supernong, and Parker. In terms of our medium and small stations, we've listed the top 10 performing stations as well as the bottom 10 performing stations. This is the training undertaken versus the lead. The total number of members to be trained for the 2019. Where there's 11,772, and the total number of members attending training for the period up until 19 February is 13,128. In terms of the detective training, we've got an illustration there of the financial and the different scores that has been conducted. In in terms of the average number of buses we had for police, we have 69 buses. In the province of Kaohsiung, we have a population here of 10,551,000. The number of police stations we have here is 135. In terms of our police access now, we have 38,355 buses with an actual of 39,355. In terms of the police service act, we have 5,319 branches with 6,019 in the active. In terms of the total, we have 53,694 branches with an actual figure of 35,374, which is we have a positive surplus of 1,680. It represents a 4.99% over. We have 1,495 students at the station, excluding those that are college. In terms of our vehicles, we have 35,374. We have 8,008 vehicles, which gives us a ratio of 1:4.4. In terms of the bulletproof, we have 59,548. A fire of 57,146. High crime areas in terms of contact crime, those were the top 10 contributing stations for housing. In terms of the station performance, the high contact crime station, our top 3 performers are listed at Table King, Kanjong, and Ashishville. With the bottom three in Kaohsiung Province, Benoni, Semba, and Boysen. In terms of the largest stations, we have the top performers listed, as well as the bottom four performers. In terms of the medium and small stations, we've listed the top 10 performers, as well as the bottom 10. This is the number of members to be trained, 36,389, and we've had members 30,457 that have attended up until 19th of February this year. In terms of the detective training specifically, there's an illustration, Madam Chair, of the course that was presented and the attendance for the financial administration. The average profit that they have on the actual detector is 28 in the Kaohsiung province. The global manager, a population of 5,237,000. The number of stations is 93. The tax access amount was granted of 8,530 with an actual of 9,793. The public service act, the granted figure we had is 2,368 with an actual of 2,288. The total the granted we have 10,888. With an actual figure of 12,021. It is a 10.51% over, and the actual figure is 1,153. The students that have a station is 869. In terms of the vehicle for the personnel of 12,021, we have 3,419 actual vehicles with a ratio of 1:3.5. In terms of the bulletproof in the Popo, we have 11,989 and 13,196 firearms. The high crime contact station, the same top contributing station, are listed at the end of up to the Sina. The concentration in terms of the high contact crime station, in terms of the performance, is the top three is Yari, Colosseo, and Mercado, and we facilitate for patients as listed. We also have the large patient in terms of the top four performers and the bottom four performers as listed in this presentation. In terms of the medium and small patients, we've listed the top 10 performers as well as the bottom 10 performing patients in the total count. The number of members that needed to be trained was 9,061. The total number of members that attended the training for the period was 11,906. In terms of the detective training, once again, there's an illustration of the few financial years in terms of training courses that have been attended. The average number of doctors per night is 54 doctors per detective. In terms of the Northern Cape Medicare, we have a population of 1,147,000. The number of patients is 91. In terms of the tax personnel, we have a budget of 5,382 with an actual of 5,201. In terms of the Public Service Act, we have the grant of 1,755 and the actual figure of 1,584. So the total grant is 7,117 and the actual is 6,785. That represents a shortfall of 332, with the payment of 4.66 that has not been posted. In terms of the student education, we have 274. The vehicles we have in the Northern Cape, so we currently have 6,785 plus 1,410, which gives us a ratio of 1:4.8. The bullet groups we have in the Northern Cape are 6,705 and 7,540 firearms. The high contact crime area, the top 10 for police stations are at risk in the functioning area. Official up to 1 of 10. In terms of the patient performance for the high contact crime patients, the three top performers for the Rosedale, Rathamas, and Proglasbrook, as well as the three bottom patient performance patients. For the large patients, the top four performers have been listed, as well as the bottom four patients. In terms of the medium and small patients, we've listed the top 10 performers as well as the bottom 10 performers. The training to be trained for the 2009 and 10 period was 9,642, and the number of members that attended training for the period up until 9 was 7,990. In terms of the detective training, there's an illustration of the number of members that attended the detective training course for the detective. We have an average of 46 doctors on average. We have a population of 3,450,000 with a number of police stations of 81. In terms of the police act personnel, we have 7,086 that have been granted, and we have an actual of 7,548. In terms of the Public Service Act, we have 1,962 granted with an actual of 1,847. The total granted is 9,048. With the actual figure of 9,395, the 3.84% over, and with a figure of 347. The number of students at the administration is 515. In terms of the vehicles, we have for the 9,395 personnel, we have 2,327 vehicles with a ratio of 1:4. The bulletproof is 12,745 and 12,661 firearms. The high crime areas, the top 10 contributing stations, as the listed balance here. In terms of the station performance, we've listed the three top performing stations on the high crime stations, as well as the bottom three performing stations. We've also included the, for the large stations, the top four performers, there is the Mane, up to Boyacom, as well as the bottom four performing stations. For the leader of four stations, we've listed the top 10 performers, as well as the bottom 10 performers. In terms of the training, total number of members in the training was 6,588, and the total number of members in the same training was 11,350. Once again, the illustration of the detective training. So, you can actually depict it there. The average number of buffers on hand is 54 per detective. For the Western Cape balance, we have a population of 5,356 with 149 police stations. The staff as personnel, we have got a grant of 16,464 with an action of 16,060. The Public Service Act, we have a grant of 3,981 with an action of 3,697. The totals are about 20,445 granted, with the actuals being 19,757. That's 3.37% not yet sold, which is about 688. The students that have a station is 1,263. In terms of the vehicles, for the 19,757 personnel, we've got a fleet of 5,813 vehicles, which is a ratio of 1:3.4. The bulletproof level is 24,568 with 21,514 firearms. The high contact, high crime area, because of contact crime, the top 10 contributing stations are listed. The, in terms of the performance for the high contact crime station, the top three performers are also in line with each other, with the bottom three listed. The, for the large stations, we've listed the top four performers as well as the bottom four performing stations. For the medium and small stations, we've listed the 10 top performers and the bottom 10 performing stations. In terms of the training, we've trained 29,802, and the number of members that attended training for the period was 33,469. And once again, the other chair is the illustration of the detective training for the past financial year. We have an average of 48 officers per detective on hand. For the province of the Nahal area, we have a population of 10,449,000 with 183 police stations. We've got the staff act personnel, a granted of 19,615 with an actual of 19,463. The Public Service Act, we've got 4,692 granted, with an actual of 4,394. The totals that are 24,307 that have been granted, with an actual of 23,867. This is a shortfall of 450, and it will be a percentage of 1.85 that has not been controlled. We have 1,979 student applications. The vehicles for the 23,857, we've got a fleet of 5,919 with a ratio of 1:4. The the political debt had is 25,770 with 30,123 firearms. The Hyderabad area, the top 10 contributing stations are listed as Raji for Marshall after the veteran day. In terms of the station performance for the high contact crime station, the top 3 performers are Point, Dallas Center, and Walmart, and the bottom 3 is listed. For the large station, we've listed the top 4 performing stations, as well as the bottom 4 performing stations. For the medium and small stations, we've listed the top 10 performers, as well as the bottom 10 performing stations. In terms of the training, 41,550 meters to train. We train members that attend the training for the PA with 43,301. For the detective training, we want to get an illustration of the financial aid and the training intervention. We have an average number of doctors of 44 per detective. Kumaranga. We have a population of 3,606,000 with 85 police stations. The police act personnel, we granted is 7,585 with an actual of 8,025. Then with the public service act, we've got a granted of 2,118 with an actual of 1,874. The total was 9,703 granted with the actual of 9,899. We have a surplus of 196. The students that had a decision is 1,058. In terms of the vehicles, we have a fleet of 2,091 with a personnel of 9,899. With a ratio of 1:4.7. The political service that province is 10,969 with 11,620 firearms. The high crime areas, the top 10 contributing stations are listed. In terms of the station performance, in terms of the high contact crime stations, it was the top 3 performers, as well as the bottom 3 performing stations. In terms of the last stations, we've listed the top 4 as well as the bottom 4 performing stations. In terms of the medium and small stations, we've listed the top 10 performers as well as the bottom 10 performers. The training, we did train 5,458, and the number of members that attended training for the period has been 8,558. For the detective training, we've given the financially needed for three training interventions. The average amount of doctors per detective is 34. Madam Chair, I think that concludes the information on the provinces, and we'll be able to respond and give some more flesh to ask the RPF.
Thank you very much, yeah. I think I must say the commissioner will have to present the provincial commissioner. But I think it could have been an ethical for me to request them to present the way that is not complete at the end of the matter, to complete nothing. And it is in that understanding that we say you must complete, you must present. But I think it is also to have to request that if we admit the provincial commissioner, they be allowed to complete the work that we present to the Capital Court, so that we get to know as to what is the necessary exposition level, because we indeed have the national management very frequent, and this is a one-off meeting that happens. I'm just saying that. I will, before taking him, that I assume the members want to ask questions. I would give each public health commissioner an opportunity to add anything that is not covered here, but maybe just to add some flesh on this document that is about to summarize our staff with the authentic public health commissioner and the minister.
Anche per concorso si va anche un altro libro come quello delle frecce per tutti i conosciuti per presente spostare la parte di National Office e dato che presente anche per tanti conosciuti si vuole dire mostrarci perché anche vuole di più presente di information per questi criteri anche di essere there are in position as they are just the islands and they are in position and they are prepared asking any questions in this parliament to be asked any other issues like that. I just wanted to be fact that very well and the information we get this was from the
thank you very much, Madam Chair. I just also want to reiterate when the questions were posed to the provinces, there were many questions about the questions themselves, maybe Pauline, Jeremy as well, from the committee side as to understanding the question. Ultimately, the provincial commissioners compiled the answers to the question and we compared notes as provincial commissioners. We had a meeting where we compared notes. So at this juncture, Madam Chair, what I can say, I will answer any questions that the committee will pose to the Western Cape. I will be in a position to answer the question.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Honourable Members. I think it's the same what Commissioner Petros was saying, Chairperson. The only thing that was we were concerned about the Provincial Commission was the format. What type of a format you would need to present. That's why we had exchanged notes and also Health has helped us in terms of that's the format, a simple, straightforward format. But the information, if it was applied, if it was done by us, we will be able to respond to the question. Thank you, Chair.
I believe you all must say that. And therefore, we must be allowing each other to be seen as I think that's a fair thing. We definitely are going to take hands from the members, and I will be from time to time reminding you of some of the issues that were raised by yourself when you left the president. That kind of part of
thanks, Chairperson and Trustees. Thank you very much for your words of welcome. Good to be back here. And having been away for a bit on out of the loop and asking some questions that might not be relevant, I apologize, but having listened to the presentation, thanks very much for the presentation of the different provinces. I've just got a couple of general questions that relate to the presentation in general. My first question relates to the issue of top performers and bottom performers. It'd be quite nice if that could be unpacked a little bit. And just be told what do we mean by top performing station and what do we mean by bottom performing station. And perhaps also, in terms of the bottom performing stations, I'll take it maybe those are poor performing stations. Are there interventions in those stations? What are we doing to assist those stations? That would be the first question. My second question relates to the issue of vehicles. We've been told that some governments operation of 1-4, etc. But it would have been quite helpful if we were told how many of those vehicles are actually operational. My experience in my constituency of Randburg, which covers a number of police stations, is that in general many of the vehicles are not operational. So I think that could be quite helpful for us. In terms of the training, I would need some help because I find some of the numbers of people that are being trained is actually far more than the number of personnel actually in a province. that just would help us, we could just understand that. So how do we get to that? And then just my last question, Jen, forgive me for asking four questions. Which is related to the issue we've shown and told about bulletproof vest and fire. But if I look at this presentation, then we do not have any shortage of bulletproof vest, and there's no shortage of firearms. But I'm just wondering, do we know where all of this equipment is? Is that an actual register? Do we actually know how many vests there are per station, how many firearms per station, etc.? But whilst this information is quite helpful, it would be, I think it would be more helpful if we had more unpacked in sort of a provincial perspective.
Can I ask something else that you want to ask? Just on the training as well, I also had the same issue that there are more people that actually were trained than the number who needed training. Now, what we need to know is, were those people who were trained the people who needed training, or were those people who had already been trained and were training something else? That is not fair. What I want to know is why there's still so many vacancies across the whole country. There are vacancies almost in every province. Now, how long have those vacancies been outstanding, and why are they still vacant? Because we have people all the time saying to us they're trying to get back into the piece and they refuse. They said that they don't need it. So what is going on? How is it that some provinces get more staff than the number of staff that actually been granted to the province? I mean, some of you have got vacancies and others have got extra staff. How does that actually work? How does that happen? And also to know, Gauteng and KZN are two of the highest crime provinces. How come they have such a high ratio of people to police stations compared to many of the other provinces? It's 178,000 people in Gauteng, whereas other areas 134,000 or 128,000 people. So why is so few stations for the population? The number of droplets, we give an average number of droplets, but that doesn't help us either, because we've seen on our exercises that many detectives have got a very high number of droplets and others have got a very low number of droplets. So to give us an average, it doesn't really give us the true picture as to what's happening, because some people are clearly being overworked and others are clearly being underworked. So we need more information on that as well, please. And I also don't understand how can there be some provinces with more bulletproof vests and a large, very large number of firearms, more than the number of staff there are there. Why is this province 2,000 more firearms than the number of staff? Whereas the other stations that haven't got enough bulletproof vests, or other provinces that haven't got enough, why is this not distributed across? Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer, yes, I've also got a start with the training. First of all, I want to know whether such training capacity has increased with the training facilities. Because I remember previously that on average, such has a capacity to train about 15,000 people per year. Now, that on the one hand, secondly, on whether the detective service, detective training, where do you have detective training? Is it still nominal, and if there is any other detective training? The reason why I'm asking this question is if you look at the number of people trained for the previous year, and we've still got a month to go from that period, we're talking about 143,000 police officers that have been trained. Now, I seriously doubt that number. I'm seriously worried about where this number comes from. For the simple reason, A, capacity for training, and B, we're talking here about more than three quarters of the current police service. So I just want to have some clarity on this figure. Secondly, there's an all-time training. I find it extremely confusing. Let me be decent and say confusing. If you look at the detective training, 2004-05, you start some provinces with very low, well, most provinces with very low training of basic detective training. And so it continues. You've got years where some provinces, in fact, have zero basic detective training. And then suddenly, in the past financial year, we're talking about 342 being trained. I'm taking this for the minute at all. 2004-05, 5-6-22, 6-7-0. 7-8-0. 890 19 342. And then you look at the next year and it becomes even more confusing, because now you've got four trains, and I would presume that it's category to that three training before you do your core training. Now we're talking about figures where the previous year there was zero, now we've got 1,717, 67, 2,487, 789, 2,528, this year 2,280. In total, and that's why I asked whether stuff has now got more detective training, because in fact we're talking about more than 13,000 detectives who undergone basic training last year, basic detective training, and it raises serious questions about where this happened. The issues about bulletproof and firearms and the numbers have been raised, but it would be interesting to find out where these bulletproof vests actually are, because when we get to stations, they're definitely not at the station level. Chairperson, and I must say, though you did say that we would have preferred the provincial commissioners to make their own presentation today, at least it solves one issue that we've had in our mind, and that's that national can actually instruct the provinces. So at least that has been resolved today, because national is speaking on behalf of provinces today. And in a way, we've resolved the issue that they have the workshop in terms of Deputy National Commissioners not being able to give instructions to the Provincial Commissioners.
Thank you, Chairperson. My third question is general one regarding the CCTV surveillance camera. And the question is whether there is any service agreement between the city, the police, and the company operating this surveillance camera. Because whenever crime takes place, there are requests on CCTV cameras. But the response of the police is disappointing. In many cities, people complain that when we see a crime happening, it is called on camera, we call the police, but they don't call. So I want to know if there is an agreement, what can happen. And the second question has to do with the ratio for vehicles to police officers. I am surprised, Chairperson, to see that most problems, the ratio is 1-4. It looks like the same model, which is not possible. Obviously, my colleague Greg asked the question about how many of these vehicles are operational. So if the commissioners could help us by giving us a raw figure, because this, I'm sure, is an estimate from National. And is this just what National is estimating, or is this an extra ratio, which I definitely doubt that can be the same model. My last question, before I go into this vehicle ratio to the police officer, there was an article in the City Press newspaper about what happened in Duke Police Station in Winterfell. That means that 50 police officers line up and wait block away for the privilege of using 5 cars available to them. Now, in this police station, we talk about 50 police officers only having 5 cars, which makes it 1-10. I want to know how this is possible. And is the distribution in the province equal, or why would one police station have 1 vehicle to 10 officers when they're supposed to by national ratio? Is 1-4. I think that's it for now. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think I will take it through from the first question. The first question which goes into my mind is the totality of the body. One, in the police station. Two, the death in the police. I'm thinking that boy department is bad. Three, that they are raped, that is taking place within the police prison. The rape. It's very important for us to understand those things. And lastly, it's the instruction that is given to the people who are complaining. The instruction. If you can get a sense what kind of instruction. Because there are people who are being shot at when they are not even there. And then they end up suing the department and so on. I'm putting this question across the province. But I'm not raising the chairperson that it's good that the National Commission or the Office of the National Commission prevents these things to us. But it doesn't give us a sight of what is happening. At the end of the day, I really wanted to know, really wanted to know how many police personnel are at the Devon Central Police. And how many of them are investigators or are detectives? And they carry how many jackets? You see, all those questions are direct questions to the direct provincial commissioner. Now, you can't get it when they are presented in the summer report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have to tell you that these reports from the government are so thin on information. This little 7-page document with a few words on each page, that they're the thinnest information-free documents that I think have ever been presented to this committee. Where are the details? On crime in the provinces, whether they're managing to bring down, what are the trends in the areas. Again, as all the members are saying, we know there are shortages of bulletproof vests in the stations. We go as a committee or singly to stations all over the country and they beg us to get them bulletproof vests. And yet we're told, no, there's thousands, more than we need, more vests, more guns. They conflate the figures and think that what do they think? They can pull a bag over our head. Sorry. This is absolutely unacceptable to come with this sort of a document and expect us just to say, well, this is fine. I mean, to conflate the number of courses given in training. But say, look, we've just done so much training. You may be training a handful of people doing 20 courses each. We don't know. And these documents give us absolutely no clue. I mean, there's no idea. We have situations where you have bottom performers on these lists, and everyone's focusing now on the 2010, and we have stations near stadia that are at the bottom of the list. Where's the input on this? Are we supposed to come to each single provincial commissioner and say, okay, but where are your shortages? But what stations have the highest criminality? What are you doing with people found guilty of these crimes? Because we're hearing that you're transferring them to other provinces. I mean, we're supposed to now sit and ask this 9 different times. It really is a situation, and as the members of all asked, we know what the shortages are with the vehicles, with equipment, and it's not just guns and vests. I mean, it's across the board. We do ask the questions, we go to these stations, we know what's going on down there, and if you think that by conflating what you have in some storeroom in your provinces says that everybody's covered, when we have people coming to us begging and saying, they make me go out there without a bulletproof, what am I supposed to do? If I say no, I'm in trouble, or if I say yes and I'm shot, I'm still in trouble. You know, you put your members in a tax-free situation. And if you think coming here and giving us a document which basically gives us zero information, is acceptable. I just don't find it acceptable. I really share. I'm beyond disappointed by these documents.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's very disappointing because most of the members ask questions that we all think of. I would really listen to you. We stay and we need to listen to you. So we know why we're talking about. But the report that we have there in front of us is really not helping us. The question that I want to ask to the commissioner is that who determines which police station is poor performing and the other one is performing well? And after realizing that, what is it that they are doing? A classical example is Mayfair. I think for those years that station was like that. What is it that happened since? And if we still tell the report that it's a bottom end performance station, who is supposed to do that? Second, you see here the docket on hand. To me, the understanding is the docket section, But when you go to station, police will complain about overwork, not using their targets because they are overloaded. Who also is determining this figure that are in front of us? The last one is the question that was asked by everybody. Firearm use abuse left to. As a layman in the street, any person who sells a firearm must be left to. But here the numbers are not high. Where are they? Who is doing what? So, I mean, really frustrating. Now, thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also finish the presentation, but while it's not in the document here, some of you who have potential commissions, but there is only one person there, because the commission is somewhere. You see, I'm from the Northwest Coast, but I hear a lot about intelligence, and I'm talking about my potential commission. I just want to find out how long the action will finish? Why are you still in the position? That is not motivating such approach. The other issue I don't want to raise until post. My company says 1,608 posts are not filled. Percentage. Yes, I accept. And that is a big number. We are in the unemployment very high in this country. And this has been going on for a long time. So, we bring these figures. And what are you doing in halving unemployment rate by 50%? I'm also wanting to have some promotion, take the opportunity, have some promotion of your personnel. This will not motivate you. We are meeting with your union people in the case. And we have a very deep question. And it was a contention. It's not motivating that we have more than 59,000 on them within the band, right? For 30 years. And we expect these people that are to do a direction. You continue on your advertise, go outside. Leaving these people actually experience. This can't be correct. Can I just start the process?
motivating the other team to make a promotion. What are you doing about this? Other issue is on 2010 for Congress. We got the report that you are not giving what is due over time. People do work. So I want to appeal to you that you motivating these people so that the output you can mark them.
Therefore, it is very difficult. because you can't help it.
Jefferson, I'm not sure that to address the quorum that has been found by the previous speakers or my colleagues. The purpose of this, maybe I will just say that in a moment, the purpose of such interaction is not to produce notice files on people or the implementers of our policies. The purpose of such meetings is for them and us to ensure that our people get service as we have committed ourselves. I'm not sure how this report is going to assist us or even assist the people who are supposed to implement the policies that we have if we get such a report. Nonetheless, let me take the presenter of this report. I tried to compare the report of different provinces and reported crimes. And considering the democratic of our countries and our provinces, I find the report of this year, the reported crime, quite surprising. And after comparing about five provinces and then compared Gauteng and Northwest, knowing the democratic of those two provinces. They are completely different, but the crime types are the same. I thought maybe among the crimes that would be reported, unless our people that such crimes do not get reported, success, which I believe in Northwest would be one of the highest reported crimes in that province. In other rural provinces, of course not. The other thing that I find missing, and not sure if it falls under those product types, the cash in transit crimes or the hate crimes, they do not deter us, or unless we have been our goal or purpose safe, which has been sent to our police, if we do not have such crimes anymore. Whether is the one which is our people, maybe my favorite from other people. The animal, not animal, but the human trafficking, which is also a crime. Unless we told that such crimes do not get reported or they do not occur in our country. That's the question I get for that point.
Thank you very much.
We expect the provincial report
Police Commissioner from we have a field of a problem. The same with the report and the man who is presented, we don't have a field of a problem. And clearly that problem is, you know, my team is dealing with the problem. And I really want to support the chef. I have the route that the case will be. So we clarify what we expect from the commissioner. So the commissioner can then come back and say, based on what plan we expect, what we will do to the commission. I do not want the situation to get into the garage. As other, you know, opposition parties may want to go away with it. They think that not to be allowed to say that in the first therefore, I want to support you. This is a very what is this to be expect for this transformation to be because we will not get an answer to what we expect. And clearly, what we must ask here is that if that we learn from problems, only can be when they themselves are not sure of what they're doing. So therefore, we ask an independent report of the problem rather a report that has been sort of worked out the national level, international level, as far as member of the way that they have not accepted the financial. So everybody needs to be satisfied here, and then basically the police. And the partnership that the chair raised, not only now, in last year, earlier when we met with the police and the provincial commissioners of France, was that we want to support the partnership between the police and the not in only during the committee meeting of the passing and passing of the police commissioner. I think that's not what we should think. I think what we should focus on is to clarify what it is doing. And that is the issue to be given to the community and then the issue. There's going to be a number of questions. You know, when I arrived at the airport, for example, not even a few policemen were going with us, two guys from Johannesburg, these are none of them. So much to do with the government. So I think these are some of the things that I want to do with the government. Maybe that's the way we want to get into the government.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One would expect the provincial commissioner to account to provincial legislators. And as they do that, they prepare documents. And for sure, they therefore know what to prepare if they are to make a presentation to any legislature, including national legislature. And I'm not very sure whether this is how they account to provincial legislature. Because if they need this is the summary that we present in the interview. I would just expect that because the questions that we ask, we're saying over and above, we want you to give us a response to. But it was not to say we can't aid more. So maybe it wasn't that. And as a matter of fact, for me, this would have been prepared for presentation, but it's supposed to be having a document with detailed information. This used only for presentation. And we don't have that document to which we must refer so that we know exactly what is happening in each province. We just have a summary that says population figure 10,440, 10 million, blah, blah, blah. Number of stations, 183. And it's just magic, really, to be honest. We can't figure out as to what this means, just this first thing. But we expected that this will be a summarized version for presentation purposes, but we have a detail, as I think provincial commissioners do in provincial level. And it's not there, and it is very good at the same discussion. I also wanted to remind, I just want to remind the provincial commissioners that for instance, Gauteng, there is the issue that in Gauteng criminals are staying in the house. There's nothing that is taken to that in this government. It's not there. And what is the data they are doing in order to deal with that challenge? They also were raising the issue of many costs
that are in Gauteng, making start to focus on court than their way. They meant that it's not any way in this document. Western Cape raised the issue of new recruits that are still disciplined. That's what he said to the president. And you raise the issue that we must go back to basics. And it's not anywhere here. The review of training, it's not anywhere here. According to the document, training is prepared, all is read, all is done. Domestic violence is prevalent. You said family structures need to be restored. You said domestic violence act, its implementation is a challenge. It's not anywhere in this document, but this was from yourself. KZN, the issue that you also raised was dehumanization of senior managers, non-implementation of the MCP as national prevention strategy, social development often only from 7 to 1600 hours, and you were of the view that it should wait over 24 hours. And the health department, you were saying, which is not assisting you when you're dealing with those cases that must be taken to hospitals, very cases for instance, you're not taking all the support. The issue of promotion. The also, you were raising the issue of children from Zimbabwe who are not documented. And many foreign nationals there that are illegal in nature, and there is nothing that is talking to this here. Northwest, you were raising the issues around regulation of businesses in all the corners, and you were saying business inspectors are located in clinics and hospitals, and they can't inspect these businesses, they are not being inspected. And you were raising the issues around Metro Police and so on, not yet. You were raising the issues around carrier parking, police stations are the state and major staff, yet they are not well finished in terms of equipment and so on and so forth. And the union alliance that you said was needed to be increased, the strict sessions that are the direct challenge, and then farm workers that you were actually saying they are abused, and it's not appearing on your document. You are raising the issues around small claims court to deal with petty crimes, otherwise they are delaying the processing of those petty crimes, and that they are also unused courts. In Mpumalanga, the issue of allocation of vehicles to rural areas, you are actually saying it must talk to the nature of the area, you know, not to have a small sedan car allocated to the most rural area without cars and so on. It's not in this document now. In fact, what I have here seems to be not having said by yourself. It surely must be coming somewhere. I don't know what I have here. Chain of commander, you're raising the issue that there is confusion. System safe issues around cash and transit were raised by yourself. Pain points, the responsibility of FIRA and not SAC, that's what your argument was. The role of legal services within the SAC. Cluster officers are depriving police stations of their resources. These are the issues that you raised, but they don't appear anywhere in this session. Are they true? Are they not? Why do we not have a document that talks to issues that are affecting provinces? I mean, really, we will be processing budgets just now. We are meeting provincial commissioners who have serious problems. Serious problems. Some of them, which are not their making. They are here with meeting the national leadership or management just next week or so. And they will be leaving, having not informed us of the issues that you are facing as your challenges with the national management, as we portfolio. I don't think relatives are assisting this meeting. And therefore, I'm still getting you to say, within this time that we have, we can still raise some issues. But I want to suggest, who will be saying, please go back and provide us with more information on all these things. We definitely need more information as the portfolio committee, and this will be giving you some time for it. It can take, for instance, the issues around independent complaints direction. Your program is accounting for a lot of tragedy that is taking place, but very few cases are resolved. What kind of issues with regard to the facility of police? There is the issue around lack of resources. In most of your police stations, there is things such as pocket books, torch batteries, phone apps on machines. It is reported that some of the police in that area are actually using paper. Is this true? The critical shortage of the housing, it is alleged, such that your flying squad and dog units just cannot give those cars. First stage, there are serious issues of police brutality, police raid, cases open, like if you recommend disciplinary action, yet we don't get the feel that is being implemented. And what are the issues there? Gauteng, issues around Victoria, for instance, low response to business, low public, which is captured on CCTV, which I think the honorable resident raised. A taxi owner died in custody. Severe the hydro shortage around Victoria, social movement, open space. Since that end, there are many issues related to police brutality happening in different police stations. There are all core issues around short investigation, collusion of police with criminals, non-investigation of politically motivated crimes, Bumalanga, police brutality reported, service delivery clashes, collusion with illegal minors around corruption, for instance, loss of some money, mitigated area, 500,000, you know, 1.6, and firearms missing from the station, you know, 3.7, members West, Northern Cape, your 1021 call center, which has a vacancy of 68%, Northwest, Russian, the police station, women are at this rate today, and of course, other police brutality. Western Cape, no police brutality being reported in many of the police stations, 1,000 dockets under investigation by ICD. All these issues, can we get a film? Please attend. Can I respond? Protection has.
Thank you, Chair Patel. I'm going to try and respond to some of the questions that have been asked. Maybe starting with Capitan Deletta, that has been raised by the previous speaker, the issue of the one question was raised about the number of testers, for example, that is available in I'm in a position if you can indicate that I do have the statistics that is for the number for the personnel that is available at the Renton Club. However, at this point in time, I will not be able to give a clear breakdown in terms of how many are detected and how many are responded and the like. But I can safely say that in terms of the document that I have that we have about 734 members at the Renton Club, we have granted about 734 members, actually we have about 801. Subsequently, we have been able to address the issues of the resources in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. While I have established it resource allocation committee, which is being headed by Management Services. I have referred that, actually given them a time frame to look into the resources that are within the province, whereby Chairperson will look into whether there are stations that need to be allocated more, whereby there are maybe already allocated, whereby there is footage, and try and see whether one cannot use the issue of redistribution and of the resources. There are also other issues, Chairperson, that one has looked into, the issue of raised by other members. I will then have to request, Chairperson, that without actually contradicting myself, that as the Chairperson has indicated, there are issues that we have to report on that with some time break. I will therefore make a humble request that one of the next meetings will be able to. I know for one that issues of stock theft in the province of Kwazulu-Natal, particularly in more to the issue of stock theft in the areas of transport. There are also issues of concern in Kwazulu-Natal, particularly the issue of taxi violence, with one example that has been cited in Sindhubi. But there are also areas of concern as far as taxi violence. One would mention the area of Nongoma, whereby there has been some intervention in terms of assigning specific duties and also assigning specific members to do the intervention. Maybe as a collective to say that as far as the taxi violence as well as the doctors are concerned, there has been a number of times that has been uniform of interventions that are the number one in terms of the detectives that are specifically being resolved. Number two in terms of the POP and the NIU as well as the TRC better being deployed around. And one can say without actually saying that the incidents are not happening, but there is some kind of indication that we are definitely trying to address and the levels are going down. Maybe Chairperson, also some of the other stations, particularly the province, one is aware of the stations that are contributing as far as time is concerned in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. One will look into the issue of, for example, Wamash, which we all know the contribution of that particularly to the medals, which has been emanating in places like the hostel. Chairperson, the interventions are in place. On the next meeting, one will be in the position to give more. Maybe Chairperson, that is in brief, that what I will be saying, but I'm taking note of the questions that have been raised by the other honorable members. And of course, with the attachment with the Chairperson going to be giving, one will be in the position to even give more in terms of
make use of the opportunity while trying to answer some of the questions, but that does not be the main focus. My liaison was, as you indicated, the issues and the challenges that you do have. Because you must understand one thing. We get to a point where we go to national, we have our interaction with national. National tell us the fact that there is no military threat at the station, why is the provincial commissioner? Because the Prevention Commissioner needs to make sure that he distributes those military waste. The fact that there are not enough vehicles or that the wrong vehicles is the Prevention Commissioner. Because the Prevention Commissioner says, so many vehicles, and they would rather take more vehicles, even if it's not the ideal vehicle, because of the shortages. Now, we can't engage with national on an informed way if you are not honest enough to raise these issues with us. And I think Chairperson, I would really support you. Even if they can't answer the questions we've asked, now, but at least highlight for us the real situation on the ground, the real challenges that they are facing. You've highlighted some of them now, but I'm sure there are literally hundreds that we don't know about, and especially around resources. The issue of training, Commissioner Petros, and the ill-discipline of new students didn't only come from the Western Cape. In Mpumalanga stations raised the same issue. The shortages of training officers in provinces. I mean, we can't address these things sensibly unless you are going to give us the information to do so.
For example, certification versus your kids. I wish you were allowing community assembly. I think I said I don't want precedence by allowing Ms. Kola. That means and then it's just let me take a look for it. Because there are many games from the middle now.
Yeah. But maybe what we do is that I know that it's not different in the community. And then allow the community to give us the key areas that we want to do. So I think that maybe it's not community. What that is to do is about the process. It seems to me that I've never found out in the community that we want to do that. And you are that's the real strike, whatever that says, can be able to make it on the other way, which is a different level of the community.
Do you want to
say?
There is, in any event, our team is ready. We will have tea, and if there is anything that you want to talk about, although I would like to do, but I wish provincial commissioners are able to speak and speak freely, and not this sharing of information, because I think we are seated in society today because we decided to share. I want to believe that others can prepare, you know, detailed presentations, but because of the sharing, they ended up with this. And I think it was in the chair that things have been going on. So I would like really maybe just check on some key issues, just by proxy, come back and continue. But we want, what is it that we want as the Procurement Committee, is to get to know what is happening in the provincial level. What are the challenges? Cards are boarded. Certain cards allocated to a particular police station. But of those, seven are boarded. Four are at the state garage for repair. And the report that we're getting from the national management is that you decide on which car you want and they give you that which you have ordered. If you go to provinces, if the police station commissioner will say, I want the hybrid A, and she gets the hybrid B. If it's yourself, what is happening? So that we can correct this thing at this level. That is why we want to say it's here, so that you are free to tell us. And not really, this is Parliament, you are protected. Not really can punish you for raising issues, so that we take up with the senior management and we are able to oversee some of the things that they don't continue to do. Let's pray for 10 minutes, tea. In fact, time now is 20% Sunday, it's half past p.m.
sensibly.
Watch on
it. Oh, hello there. I'm coming.
Nothing will happen. If you go and have tea, nothing will happen.
I have coffee.
Oh, you will.
So there's nothing new there.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Member. The question, if I can go ahead with the questions which were raised, clarity in terms of the top and bottom performance station. And another question was there, are there any intervention to poor performing stations? Yes, Madam Chair. The top performing stations are those we use performance charge, we use equine test. So they are stations which are contributing, and then they would be 4 stars, 5 stars, you know, performing good. And they are those at the bottom of the, we are intervening. We analyze the situation and then we send the intervention. For instance, we have got clusters now. We say a cluster commander should coordinate the resources of those particular stations and take from the stations and intervene in each station which pulls that particular cluster down, and even the crime intelligence to look at what are the causes of crime. So what we do in that way in terms of the poor performing station. The
what are the key performance indicators that are used in order to come to a conclusion that police station
so-and-so is a high performer, constitution so-and-so is a poor performer, or a poor performer. What are the criteria?
Well, what categories of crime? We talk of conduct crime. That is the way to be aggravating all those who categorize them. And then we measure stations in terms of proof. We've got crimes which are legends and property crimes, house breaking, regularly the businesses, and these other crimes, drug theft and other robberies, and also police generated crimes where we retrieve firearms, we arrest people for targeting, bringing driving, all those. So we measure our stations in terms of those, and then also performance, where we look at, performance chart, we look at everything, the performance of detectives in terms of, cases taken to court and the detection rate. So we measure the stations in terms of those.
The bulletproof vest. I've got a.
That's for my understanding before you pass on. When you say you pass the horizon, let me make an example of what you wrote from Ghana Politician. You will not find many of what you did in that case. Now, it's pretty great. You find it over. How do you measure from Ghana the part? They are situated in completely different territories in the environment.
Okay. The cluster of the station is measured in terms of crime obtaining in that particular environment. If crime in that particular station is disrupted, we address it. So, if the station that we have the conduct time as for trade, obviously we won't address conduct time that we are not station, we will address what is bothering the Kumbhana. I'm not sure if
I
want
to. I would wish to hear other commissioners, just one or two, just explaining. I'm ready, I just want to hear the issue. This is police station in the Western Cape County with all the crimes taking place. Will it be regarded as a poor performing police station on the basis of the number of drug abuse, alcohol abuse cases related reported to it, and therefore because there are many, it is poor performing. This would be a police station in another area where crimes related to drug abuse and so on are not that much. What is exactly, I just want to know exactly as to what is it that will make a police station to be regarded as a poor performing police station or a performing police station? Are there targets? Is it just in the number of crimes related, reported, without finding out as to what are the police doing to prevent crime? What is
just want to,
yes, or
rather,
say I'm sorry, I don't know
if to be so,
and
thank you, sir. In the police service, we utilize a performance chart to measure the performance of all the states. So, in other words, in the entire country, there is a tool called performance chart to measure the performance of all the states in terms of various crimes, like that with the larger indicators. You've got that category of contact crimes, serious violent crimes such as house robbery, business robbery, and hijacking. Then the performance chart is setting targets. In other words, this year will be compared with the previous year to how the station performed. So there are those standards that are already set by the performance chart. So there are standards that have been set. But also the second tool that we utilize is the FACR6. In other words, it tells you about the reported crime. And to say if this station is adversely, for instance, Kaisha, the same time this time performing in terms of murder. Yeah, we need to compare the murder committed this year with the previous year. So if there is reduction this year, then we will say Kailisha performed much better than last year. So that's how we do the measurement in terms of the performance of the station. So there are others.
I wonder if I might ask you, because we've had instances such as that with Mountain Heart in KZN, where a relatively obscure station shot up to the best performing station in the province, and then of course he was brought in and we found it was tractable, they had him bailed out the case and shut him up. Now, what I'm going to presume that you took that as a lesson. Okay, let me learn, and now you've introduced something that oversees the system, because unfortunately you now have to be overseen, because we've seen that it is cheated by some stations. How are you managing that?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The performance management of the customer chart is not only looking at crime, it's looking at the management of the station in totality. Looking at crime, it's actually evaluating each and every component of the station. This is the policy, detectives, the human resources, the management of resources, in terms of the vehicles that are there, because they're supposed to be done. And that thing is managed, it's done every month. Over a month, every information that is fed into the system, the performance that will be in a position to interpret in terms of the indicators. It takes into consideration, if you look at this policy, it takes into consideration the response time that we have to respond to the crimes of the economy. It's talking about the registration of crime at the station, whether the work that has been done by the visible policy in the station itself, the CSV, is there. And hence, at the end of the day, you are going to first compare the station to itself, the performance of the station from month to month, and then you compare the station to other stations at the same level. If you, in the Western Cape, have 18 director stations, you're going to compare all 18 director stations in the province. It's comparing those 18 director stations to other director stations throughout the country. That's what you will be able to get if you punch in the information that you need. And it does, of course, compare that station to other stations in the province, irrespective of rank, with all the measurements of the components within it. So basically, it's taking into consideration that if it was to look at crime itself, it does neutralize the effect of the manipulation of crime. You will see it as immediately checked that in this station, where you have 100% response to complaints and the crime is high, then you start asking yourself the question in the presentation that they're going to make, what is it that you're going to do? There is a management tool of provincial commissioners, of cluster commanders, of station commanders, to be able to check at the end of the month what happened in this particular station. If crime went up at that station, what are the other variables within that station? What happened? What happened with the personnel that was supposed to be there? Is the SAP-15, which is the schedule, where schedule, is the people come to work? And then you go to the HR component in terms of the management of absences. What kind of leave was there? Were the leave captured? So you will be in a position to pick up the issues in terms of cooperation. It's quite true that there's so many components as key performance indicators there.
Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, thanks. I just wanted to respond to the specific question that was asked by the Honourable Member of the side about a station that I cried. It happened. Now, we can be informed by complainants who complain that nothing is happening to the reported crime of their complaint. We can be informed by registered at the station, like the information book that says carrying crime, which should not carry crime complaint. Then we start investigating from our teams, investigate. If we find that certain dockets or certain crimes were thrown out of the system, then we put them back into the system. So to make sure that they are going to go high, they are because of those dockets or cases which were not reported. So there is no, as the previous speaker said, Commissioner Petros,
is not straightforward. They can hide maybe for a month or two or 3 months, but when it is found, those crimes are loaded in the system again. So at the end of the year or the financial year, they still go into accounts where they belong. So the system helps us to look at the funds.
Die Bulletproof-Werk. Who have got more of what they need to be a qualification is the list of personnel and the number of bulletproof-werk and the settlers. Now, what we do is each and every member should have a bulletproof vest as regarded as the 108, like the firearm. Now that previously members used to complain about the unhygienic because they were changing the bulletproof vest. Now each and every member has his or her own bulletproof vest. But to find that there are bulletproof at the station, for instance, at Guatemala Road here, the number of personnel is 449 and the bulletproof vest are 305. The bulletproof in inventory is 427, that is the settler. Now we have members who are doing office work, so those members don't have to wear uniform, I mean the bulletproof vest. But what we are saying, because even we are challenging, we are sued, if a member is shot dead, okay, why not wearing? And people are suing the police. So we're holding commander accountable to that members do wear uniform, I mean, if they're protest. Some don't want to wear, but if you go there as well, you will say, I don't have. And yet, under the counter. So we're holding commanders accountable. Otherwise, what we the bulletproof vests are. Each and every member has his or her own to the full set. The ratio of vehicles, or the question was, is this national or provinces would be shooting vehicles? Of course, it's provinces. Provincial commissioner. Now the station commissioners submit me according to their theory. We don't change the type of vehicle which they requisition, but the number can be reduced in terms of if they want 5 4x4,
and then the money is not enough. You say, okay, you will get shiko by force. No, but not a shiko. So, this is what we are doing. I do have a list of letters and the LGBs and the students which are at the station. But what we are doing, we give the station vessels which are suitable for the artillery, but not necessarily the number because of budget constraints. And also the question is the distribution of equipment. It depends now on the number of members. Now, in terms of the ratio, detective is two vehicles. I mean, it's two detectives per vehicle. Now, uniform police, visible police, the ratio is one and four members per vehicle. That is now the uniform police. But now you deal. If it's a 4x4, I mean, you can get four members, but it creates a protocol. If it doesn't notify, it takes two members. And then, but the ratio in terms of visible police is four members per vehicle. Now, the other question from Honorable Uzzadunfo, the brutality of the police, death at police station, rape and shoot and kill instructions of, you know, the police. We do get that maybe in the hands of police. At times, a person is assaulted by members of the community. But what the police do, we take this person to hospital. But that death will be regarded as death in the hands of the police, or death in police custody. But if this death occurs as a result of police brutality, obviously action is taken, the case is open, and we deal with those cases. The same goes for the rape. We suspend, we deal with them in terms of rape. And the instructions to shoot, I mean, the law and the act is very clear that when your life and the life of another person is in danger, it's then that you use the maximum force. But we encourage police to use the minimum force, and because I think head office will deal with that. Okay, let me. Or if there's money to fill those vacancies, we fill them.
Why so much? And what is the reason? not to do that. I think that's enough of the question.
Chair, I'm not in a position now to face your rate. What is my vacant rate? I can provide a better interpretation. For now. And there was a question, long suspension of members without salary. Me as a provincial commissioner of the Eastern Cape, I don't suspend people with salary. I suspend people without salary. And it doesn't go beyond 3 months. Because they have got to be reviewed after 2 months. And then 90 days. The best thing if the disciplinary is not finished, but the rule is that it should be finished, but we don't suspend people with salary.
We will be taking the next
That includes the people that were supposed to be recruiting. And recruitment happens periodically within the South African Police Service. The last batch of people that were recruited went to college 2 weeks ago. And those people are excluded in here. So what's going to be happening is that at the end of the financial year, we ought to be 192,000. Only then, when those people are back from college, that they are going to be forming part and parcel of the rest of the year. But what is happening is that the 192 people get divided into provinces in terms of the needs that are there. Every year, each provincial commissioner is supposed to put up the needs in terms of where are the needs, what we want to address. And then we go to head office as a non-provincial commission in the management forum, we argue for the resources that are supposed to come into provinces, and then they get allocated accordingly. And then it's our responsibility as a provincial commission to go back and recruit those personnel at the level of the. One of the things that head office has given the responsibility to, there's been a lot that has been said for the detective shortages, there will be people that say, this call that has been there of recruiting re-enlistment of people that left the service. As part of this financial year, between now and the end of March, we are in the process of recruiting people. So the shortfall to the 192,000 that is supposed to be there is supposed to be filled by those people. So what you see currently is the personnel that we have from the 1st of April last year up to the 19th of February when we compiled the document.
Thanks, Minister. I don't still don't understand how you can have staff in excess of the amount of money that's been allocated for staff now. I can understand that the vacancies are going to be filled by the students, but how can you have staff on your establishment figure of 1,000 more than what you actually got budgeted? I don't understand.
Because humanity involved in that. Because 3 months is too long because of the rest. We have a lot of people that we are suspended from Afghanistan. And I'm saying for a family, a lot.
Sorry.
We did not respond to 2010 how are you going to pay your police officer overtime for 2010? Because we received a complaint from the union movement that last time it did not happen like that. We have actually their benefits. We did not say anything about 69,000 inspectors who stayed in the same position of working the inspector for 20 years. We did not respond to that. And I'm saying it cuts across. Okay.
Thanks, Simon. The bulletproof vests and the firearms are not in the purple. And the jacket as well, 1.3. The ratio. The issue that the military spoke to about the foreign leaders still an issue, still a big challenge. Because when you look at that, those people are not counted to as members of the population of the country. But we believe that anyway, they just come through, and they fill up our villages and towns, and they cause a lot of crime problems, and we must protect them, and we must also arrest them using the same resources. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Honorable Chair, in the remarks of the Chair, Chair remarks about how do you want to mesh our statistics? Is it the low recurrent statistics or the reduction of crime? Or how is the shape in the number of members? There was also a very valuable question that came from the floor about what we need to have to make. So this adaptation strategy concocting the statistics. The measurement tool that we started in the program chat, we regarded it as a kind. We posed this question how do we get this patient that is possibly a 5-star or 4-star? But forever, matter of the project function, I get calls in the city that the same shifu, we found a politician and the same machine. We went to the police station, I remember it was time. Then what we did, we embarked on a program that we went to the station to serve. All the members, all the chairs, all the customers. Then we put a picture on the wall and said, look, this station is performing on the floor, on this level. What is obtaining on the ground? Chesterton is not a shock. We do have stations, I'll mention one, Bloomsbury. It's one of my, one case that's a less than one station, whereby infrastructure development, you wake up tomorrow, a space where there was nothing, tomorrow is 1,000 sheds there. And what we expect to do is that we can't be able to supply you there. And we have to follow these people. Then we mobilize the community today to say that no. How do they treat us, we put it in there? and accepted a lot of things came up. People would say that we are not a perfect kind. Then all of a sudden, what we did, we put up contact crime, within the session. What we mean that in a remote area where my people get tricked to come to the gym, put a space of a shape or something there, mobilize the people there around that place. That's when people are supposed to be talking crime. Real crime is happening, including rape, and so forth and so on. Then what we realize that we might be putting ourselves with the same part of the community. It's a crisis is good, but one is more and anchor within the community itself. And I agree 100% motivated, well properly trained, and well managed members and the special commission. We also identify some of the patients whereby because leadership is about an individual, not many people, whereby the special commission has made a attack. We remove them. And we also move to an extent of emancipating women. I did get a flex from the Shah Commission out of all of the stations, and I promised that we will move to 50-50, but not only putting numbers, but as well as putting them under leadership training, coaches, and identifying some station commissioners that are experienced to make that decision. At the station, at the present moment, we're staying on from one out of 109, and we're hoping that we will take the numbers. Chapter 5, we did also pick up that some of the areas provide, we cannot expect overnight to change. Some of the problems were being affected by the premier. In this room, right, the premier is willing to build up the police station, not ready to extend enough. The business people came to the party, the place trained enough. And also to an extent of that, all these other agencies that are paying money, like the architect, engineers, and so forth, they are going to bring themselves without the fence, and also to include people from within that community. We're hoping that we'll turn it around. Chapter 7, we do take the concerns of Parliament very seriously. The concerns pertaining to political authority is true. We can learn from. Just 3 weeks ago, a director in the province, and the superintendent, and another junior member. This now affairs that are pertaining to members that we mentioned today. We look them up and tell them the criminal. And the difficulty that we're trying to set up rules to remember that our code of ethics is very clear what the public perceives as how it's supposed to be performing. When it comes to capital truth to the problematic kind, it is indeed where a rural province stops at its own comment. And when one is looking to the practice of the president, it's looking to the government. But by when it comes to talk to our OC and Mahana students, they do complain in the comments about success. To an extent, Chapter 7, we can't run away from this, we do ask our own members. That's our operating system. We do have stock fair forums with the farmers and together with the rural people, and together as well with our neighboring countries. So, we do have from time to time forums with the KZN, KK, the social and ourselves to come with strategies and look at the borderline to take this type of crime. Pertaining to the presentation regarding the showcase of the kind of thing, the only priority that was put for ourselves for 2019 is sector policy. Maintaining procurement of the 80 vehicles specifically only for sector policy, and we hope that next time we'll come to Parliament and we'll be putting it in the next. The last station, Chapter 7, that was our biggest heading is Pakum. Pakum is the central, that's where the capital of the
Thank you very much. You know,
your representation is kind of hitting that it's more of a political representation. We definitely are interested in this specific job set cases, how many motor court and so on and so forth, what kind of policies, how many have been reported, what has been the intervention, and so on and so forth. So that it's not my speech, it is a manager's speech, because I'm a politician and a manager. But thank you for that. You also have excess posts, you know, all of excess staff, 853, 8415, something like that. And I don't know whether that is your understanding as well, that you also have this excess. And let's take not good. Oh, okay. There's a question, I'm sorry.
Haven't had any answers to the question from any of the commissioners so far as to why you have so many excess firearms. I mean, this one here has got 3,000 more than you've got another of these. Why is that? And why do you have so many excess?
Yes. I'm reading to the commissioners. When they speak about me, they tell us about the rate, because why I'm concerned about the rate? I'm not talking about just the rate. I'm talking about the rate that happens in the police station. I'm talking about the rate that happens inside the police station themselves, where they are, and so on and so forth. To me, that is, they are responsibility. If they report just as they are on this report, they report on this, I don't want to do it. The island is reported to go back to them, but the island didn't report. If we can talk about those things, because we are talking about precarity and the race, which is happening at the police station. Now, how can that happen in Colorado?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Referring to the first question about the fact that we not apologize to the one of the major contact issues that I have here. We do have the greatest number of firearms that we need to maybe what we need to investigate the kind of firearms. Because special experts are the firearms also doesn't play here. We are in about 3 training centers at the beginning of the program. And that's why we don't have training courses and we're trying to go to and that's the only way to be able to do that. Pertaining to the race, Chesterton, it is not only the race. I think it goes too much into what is driving and what could be measured in place, the conduct and the misconduct. If it's raised within the constitution, sometimes we're struggling with the case that we say whereby the theft is one of the second in the water. We do deal with this in the market. They fall within that custom in the water. We do suspend them, we do dismiss them, and no directors to this kind of conduct because we uphold this constitution of the country.
How many have been and how many have been expelled based on the perception provided after the information. Not what? Second.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and the Honorable Member. Let me start by saying that a question was raised regarding the stock theft, which is particularly prevalent in the Northwest. Yes, we must admit it is a problem. This problem, as we check, we find that some what we call brand matching of the stock does not take place, and also sometimes people report the stock as stolen only to find that it went astray. So what we do is in the areas where this is prevalent, we form our stock theft unit
form the forum with the members of the community there to educate and also get the consent or the things which the community thinks the police are not doing which lead to their stuff being stolen. But although it is a difficult one where the people really don't look after the stuff, we ensure that the cases that are reported are properly investigated. I don't have with me here the cases, but it's something that we will give to the chairperson, that information. The other thing is about the police brutality, specifically about something that was mentioned. We did have such a case where the complainant alleged she was raped at the police station. That case was taken over by IPD, but we have cases where sometimes also people get reported that they've been assaulted at police stations. We investigate ourselves, and like it has also been reported by other provincial commissioners. The investigation actually is the one that, because the concern is how can this happen at a police station. We must say that we take measures to ensure that it does not happen. But where it has happened, we make sure that it is very necessary to check why this happened and what caused it. And if it is because of the lack of supervision on the commander at the station, we don't just look at the perpetrators who are police members. We also take steps against the members who, during the investigation, it was proved that there was a lack of supervision. We also have a problem regarding cases which are reported by foreigners who report because mostly they get robbed. And when we said we found that they actually don't bank money. But these are some of the things that seem to push crime high. I know this might also go seem to be a political statement. But we found that because they don't have proper documents, they end up not banking. And by not banking, the criminals know where they work and if they keep their money there, and they get robbed. But when coming to training, there was also concern that how is it possible that, for instance, I'm just giving an example, I say in the Northwest they were just over 9,000 members, but the training figure shows a different figure, more than what we had. So what happens is that the figure that has been compiled here, you find that 8 detectives, for instance, will go to a detective training program. And then he will go again for another call which concerns the detective. And that call now is counted for the same person that was counted in the detective training program. And in the end, you find that the figures of trained people exceed the figures of the strength, when I say the strength, the number of police members either at the particular station or the problem. So this is why maybe it could provide, I think it can be extended by the training people. But we as provincial commissioners think that maybe this is what causes the concern.
In fact, it could have been very creative if people who are now went trained during that time for human resource management David Kim, Detective Kim, Victor Nexon. It probably must be understanding your explanation. But now it is just training. And we don't know whether it is basic training and it's just training. It's full quiet. And it doesn't assist us in saying, indeed, you have so many station commissioners. Yet, we have only trained 10 out of 50 station commissioners. I'm just on management, for instance, because I'm just saying that. So it's not that the thing as the information that we get.
Just to follow up on what was explained about training, I mean that speaks for itself, and that suggests and things would have helped if it was explained that way, but I still doubt that figure, because again, if you look at the total figure, we're talking about 143,000 people that have been trained. Now, whether it's the same person that has undergone 10 different training sessions, it doesn't matter. We're talking about suddenly having the capacity to train 143,000 people. And you know, that to me is a concern. Where does that come from? Because where's the training capacity to do so? There are only that many training colleges. Okay, we know that they use their thousands, since we've seen that one on the financial statements, there's one thing about the gear cells for training, etc., etc. But I mean, still, why are we looking at the FIFA World Cup? Why don't we just continue training staff police officers? Because that way we can keep the economy going. I'm not clear on this issue on the training. It's not giving the answer that we want. And I dealt the issue about the sectors, because we have seen in the province like in Mpumalanga, and it was one station safe, and then we started checking it, and all the stations stayed the same, that they only have opportunities for 3 training sessions a year. 3 individuals, not training sessions, 3 individuals that can be trained per year for a detective course, whether it's the specialized, the basic, or the intermediate one. Three opportunities a year. And it was in fact confirmed at some point that is exactly what was happening. So this training is here. I think we will have to take it to the Upward National as well for an explanation on this thing. Because you know, if you look at 143,000 training, you're also talking about 143,000 people that have been out of service during the year, other than about your normal absenteeism, your normal programs, etc., etc. So I don't buy this. And I don't buy it mainly because I think, again, provincial commissioners are not talking from the last year. They're talking from the piece of paper in front of them. And I don't buy it because I also know that provinces have their challenges in terms of training officers. And therefore you have provinces where student constables end up in the station without a training officer. So somewhere along the line, something is not adding up.
How we are doing the challenges that are in the
have one has to the check and highlight this issue. The group are challenging, but you know, they cannot afford the problem. There are problems in the very process with regard to the manner in which stations are run, the policing of the system, the manner in which we take infrastructure development. And these are not a problem, and the Commission are going to say anything about the issue. In other words, we will discuss the group and just highlight what challenges and how you respond to the issue.
Do you want
to summarize
in 1 second?
Yes, maybe with about the vaccine program that the Honorable Man was talking about, it was about the fair, which were dilapidated. And it was a problem because it is known that to renovate and do all this pollution is done by other public works. So, it was a problem where, during the visit of the honorable member, we had to remove those prisoners to another police station because of the conditions that we had in the first place.
Thank you,
Ed.
Omelana?
I thought I said, my hand. Are you feeling your hand?
It is.
The follow-up.
Yes, but we will definitely not hold that true. Not when we have to be out of this room at exactly 1 o'clock. We have already committed that information from the room. So if it is true, not what, and I don't think we will respond to the question. And that is why our system, Magana, has stated there are 5 minutes and 55 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, the Honourable Member. Firstly, I would like to respond to the formula relating to the how we get to the accuracy of the investigating officer on hand. So there is a formula, we take the cases that are under investigation, that the documents that are in court, and we divide them with the number of detectives at the particular station. But that does not necessarily mean that everyone at this time is carrying 34 dockets. If you may find one person carrying 100 dockets, one carrying 80 dockets, depending on the nature of the docket that the person is investigating. For instance, if one is carrying assault PPH and possession of illegal firearms, those are the straightforward cases where suspects are known. Whereas the person investigating the armed robbery may be carrying less docket because of the amount of investigation that needs to be done in those particular dockets. But it is not wrong that there will be less difference in terms of the number of dockets being carried by different IOs. But it is wrong when people are carrying the similar docket, but this is the difference of one carrying 100 and one carrying 20 dockets. So that lies with the branch commander in terms of how the allocation is working. Madam Chair, responding to the draft that was lost at the simple custody. Before I arrived in Kumalama, the civil steps were already taken against the people that were negligent. And the criminal case is still being investigated by the board. However, Kumalanga does have a challenge in terms of corruption, and this is number one in our discourage. This includes the difficulty with the illegal manner in Babasi. So we do have a team of people that are in the way to target corruption. And Madam Chair, I can also confirm the number of personnel at in Mpumalanga. However, this does not mean that stations are helping every station for sufficient personnel. There was improper allocation of personnel. For instance, you'll find a station that includes having 29 members more, while the station that is neighbor to it is having less personnel. So I'm disappointed with the personnel and reallocation. I already done this with the decision that they could be president of my case, of my contribution to my case, with the NMA Bani Sportman NLO Capoeira distributed about 100 members to the to address the problem. With regard to the vehicle, the feedback is there, and I don't dispute the truth of what it's in the system. But this does not necessarily mean that these vehicles are active. I'm also being positive because some of the vehicles have been boarded, but the proper adjudication in taking them off the system has not been done. So I'm still being positive. I've given my project at the end of March to make this, to put it through finally in terms of the vehicle. It was also indicated that the not suitable vehicle allocated to the station. It is true. Some areas with a very difficult challenge like Mayflower, there were issues we see there. But I'm also pleased to try to address that I've given them 4x4 by now, that I've given them 4 vehicles, which are 4x4, to put in the situation. And the stations that are, like Mayflower, that are showing the worst performance, if some of them, some stations like Mayflower are still intervening, because Mayflower, they might have been poor performing in terms of also addressing the test falls as well as the number of cases that are not captured properly in terms of the accuracy because of the poor data line. The ISM has been there and they help people to analyze the docket properly, and since the end of January, they showed there was a drastic improvement in the club. And the other issues that are on medium term, we established a reform project where every provider gate is going out there to go and see what can be done. When it comes to training, I also don't dispute the figures that are there. However, we admit that it's not clear because it does not indicate what training was given to whom. But what I can confirm is that I do have 219 detectives that are not trained at all. That we are going to be focusing on. Thank you.
Who does it?
according to the rest, the rest is given to us by management services, because they look at lot of issues, like the number of crime reported, the population in the particular but the National Committee has given us the authority now to determine our own rights in terms of our own children. Regarding the challenges at the borderline, it is indeed a challenge, because you get to places like Mbuzin, the chief there doesn't regard the people as physical shopping, because it is that these people cross the two realities on the other side. But we are negotiating with all the people around the border, as well as the patrol, the area so vast that is not even fenced. That to cover the lot of kilometers is a big challenge. But we hope that with the introduction of the army, we might be there in addressing the problem.
Because we're bordering with Namibia and Botswana,
And most of our problems between those two countries is stuff that either comes to our province or cross to their countries. But we have got cross-border operations that are sitting quarterly with them, and so we solve these issues. And sometimes have joint operations together in order to make sure that we continuously address this topic. There was a mention of a human trafficking. It's not just in these cases or in these numbers, but from time to time we do get such incidents, especially from the Namibian side. But I think it's also because people are looking for employment and they get exploited at some point. But we are dealing with those cases when we've got our cross-border operations and joint operations with them. The issue of training, I know the explanation is still not it's still not being accepted. Although this is how we understand, this is how it is, that we will have, for instance, in the number of members, that is 7,990, they have been trained in this period. It's 2,800 members that have been trained on operational courses, including station commissioners on operational cases, including CCU units, and so on, and some other countries and team members. We have got about 360 members that have been trained on management training. Station commissioners that might have been sold in station commissioners' courses, but also other managers that have been sold in other management courses. And about 707 people that have sold in administration courses, like your clerk and so on. But I know that it's still not because of the capacity issues that have been raised. So we will take note of that. The issue of resource shortages, it will be true from time to time. For instance, if you go to my province and you go to the far remote stations, you will find that in terms of the rates, there is a figure, but the actuals are far less. So you will come up saying why the shortages in the station. We do have challenges in relation to those things because some of my remote stations, there are problems of infrastructure which is inhibiting us in having people that have got interest or that would like to stay and work in those particular areas. Because first, you will employ these police officials as we recruit, but they don't stay. And secondly, sometimes you want to recruit within the station quickly, but you are then don't get the number of people that would meet the requirements in terms of that recruitment. So yes, suggestion and honorable members, there are stations that will have these shortages. With the shortages of the vehicles, it is true suggestion that we have used the figures of the active vehicles as well as dormant vehicles. Now by dormant vehicles we mean those vehicles that we indicated earlier on that some of them are being boarded. Before a vehicle is taken off the system, it has to be set, finalize the process of boarding. Now, it's still appearing on the system as a dormant vehicle because it's not being used, but we can't say it's not there because it has not been taken off your fence and has not been taken off the process of squatting. So it is true that the vehicle, you might still find shortages in some stations because of that. But we have got a program of addressing those, because as we look into the system and we see how the station X is suffering in terms of how many vehicles are going to be boarded and how many vehicles have been involved in accident and so on, we then make a plan in terms of the new order that is coming and reprioritize our allocation.
I want to take a question, and I might not say questions if they are close to Parliament. If I cannot, we're always invited. Kaltin, please speak to your first minute.
Okay. Chairperson and honourable members, let me start quickly first with the challenges. In terms of the population figure, we said is 10.5.
So that 10, population of 10.5 doesn't take into consideration your foreign workers. That, that is lost in the country, which is close to 2.5 to 3 million. So in terms of that, it is not taken into consideration. Secondly, in terms of development also within the area, that in terms of policing is not being taken into consideration, I think, when the main allocation of resources is taking place, and that also creates problems. But my challenge, one of the challenges, is the cost. We want the three costs to give priority to the three of crimes, that is your hijackings, your house robberies, domestic robberies. Yes, we have cooperation in terms of the Johannesburg court, but we have challenges in terms of Pretoria court. But we are working towards that. Those are some of the challenges. And then, of course, in terms of in terms of the vehicles, I think there was a member that raised a concern in terms of the vehicles about Randbeck. Randbeck does have vehicles, it has about 67 vehicles. But the issue is how the Safety Commissioner is managing those resources. And I think the chairperson touched a bit on that. That it depends from the Safety Commission. But if you're monitoring your vehicles that go through for repairs to the garage and you crash them immediately, then you won't see through the problem of the shortage of vehicles. So that's the issue one of it. And then in terms of the CCTV cameras, I remember you also mentioned here that are they agreements? Yes, there are agreements, for instance, in terms of Johannesburg. We are having an agreement with JNP, that is Johannesburg Local Police, SNCF, and we work together, and we deploy the members jointly. And there are instances we work, even went to a situation where we have metro cops driving in police vehicles, the same of us with staff, and that is the type of the agreement. Yes, I think the incident that created problems was mainly in Pretoria. But I think it's important also to indicate that in terms of Pretoria, when I went to investigate that complaint, the police were there in 500 times. And 500 times for me is a better response. I'm not defending anything. But the situation is people that went to the media to talk about it when I'm talking, the response from them. And that is where the problem came. So there are agreements in terms of the CCTV cameras. Then in terms of Dube police station, there was also a question raised about it, that what is the, how many vehicles are there? There are about 14 vehicles because Dube is a very small police station. But we are also aware in terms of the challenges of Dube, and those problems are being addressed. And then in terms of Brexit, I think somebody spoke about Brixton and one or wanted to say Brixton but spoke about Mayfair. Now that police station, yes, in terms of performance, I think the station is fluctuating. There are times when it reaches a 3-star, which is an acceptable performance. There are times when it goes down to a 2-star, which is not acceptable performance. Then in terms of that, one wouldn't say completely a bad performing station. There was a question as to how long am I acting in this post. I'm acting in this post for the past 3 weeks because Provincial Commissioner Lai is on sick leave, but he should be back in 2 weeks' time. Then in terms of bulletproof vests, why maybe certain instances they are made? The provision is also being made that when you are having reserves that would want to come in these numbers right over the weekend, they have this bulletproof vest available in order that they can make the situation. And also in terms of the hostels in housing, there are hostels, yes, from the hostels, a lot of crime is committed, and we need a cordon and fetch operation. So in terms of the cordon and fetch operations, there are 500 that we recover from this hostel, and we are also arresting people for a number of crimes, like some of them are wanted for murder, some of them are wanted for rape, and we pick them up from those hostels. So there are constant operations happening, even your stop and fetch operations. And Then let's see, one of the challenges also for helping Madam Chair is the service delivery process. I think we saw a lot of them into Malanga. But I think that situation has shifted now to Kharkiv. For instance, in the bar where we had about 5 patients where we were having that yesterday, as well as in Balise and the Asawetu. So that also becomes a challenge, I think, in terms of resources. It takes a lot of resources. And then in terms of the branch commanders, especially detectives, I think for the past year, we were successful in Khalsim in terms of ensuring that we have all our branch commanders in trade.
Let me thank the provincial commissioner, the commissioner special for the investment. Let me thank the provincial commissioner for appearing before the provincial committee and for sharing with us some information. And we understand some of the issues that exist in your provinces and probably some frustration between all the better than the other. We definitely need time to meet you again. But even before we meet you again, I think we have the portfolio committee to sit down and strategize, because I think the meeting of this nature is somehow not assisting us to benefit maximum. I think we have to discuss at length as to how best to meet with the provincial commitment that we have. A meeting that is more fruitful than what we have benefited from. We definitely will be expecting more information from yourself, and I think by the 16th of this month, if we can get information, that gives us more flesh on these things that are on the today's presentation. You're talking about your population, but probably you'll be interested to know the population police ratio, police station population ratio. We'll be interested in those things regarding your human resources, how many of those are detectives, how many of those are managers, and how many of those are doing the actual policing work. Regarding the students, for instance, how are the students allocated to different stations, and how many field trainers do you have in each province and in each police station? And we will definitely be interested to know the equipment your students bring to police stations, such as bullet prosthetics. Do they all bring them as they complete their training? I think other things, the issues regarding vehicles, how many of the vehicles that you have are ordered, how many are scrapped, vehicles, how many are usable. We definitely are interested in that, so that your ratio talk to the vehicles that are in use, then the vehicles that are supposed to have, but you are not using them, they can't be used because they are already, they're not ready. Yes, and I sit here, I listen to you telling us about the criteria that you use to say this conversation is a high performer and that conversation is a poor performer. I know this, for instance, according to KZN, it's a high performer conversation. I think it's not, I don't know why it is a high performer. I therefore want to thank you. We definitely need all that information. If there are any other issues that you want included, we'll definitely communicate that information to yourself. But we are requesting to get more information by the 16th of March. Thank you very much, and thank you to members from the meeting center again.
Thank you. are ordinarily which committee do you belong to? Public
Service and Limited.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So for the new vacancies that were advertised for committee secretary, which one do they want to allocate to?
I'm not sure. Another class committee that will require people.
Come
down.
What's happening? What's there?
Do you have hot coffee of the doctor?
Yes, I have hot coffee. I don't know if I have tickets, but it's fine if I have.
You make a recording of the meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so I have coffee to have to go. It's not always reliable.